Sit back, relax, and open their mind. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
You know, we've seen three glowing figures out in the field. It seemed like their heads were glowing.
This is Jim.
Hey, and this is Mike.
Be sure to listen to
the Jim and Mike Talk Podcast.
Two Gen Xers walk into a bar
to talk about music
and what moves them.
You can find us on iTunes, Spotify,
and our host site, Podbean.
And now, on to the Paranormal Patriot.
Happy Halloween 2020, everyone. Let's go have some fun. Get your costumes on and dress warm. It's Halloween. I'm walking down the street and I'm yelling trick or treat. And I see a kid standing there covered in a sheet. I'm freezing my ass off as it's starting to sleet. And all the crazy little monsters now are starting to creep. I see a Spider-Man and a cute little nurse. And a car that drives by that looks just like a hearse. I really can't help it, but the night is...
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to... The episode, the 2020 episode of the Paranormal Patriot. Yes, this will be the election episode. This is the last show before the election that may change America forever. We are going to talk all things politics on this, and then I'm going to end the show like I did in 2016, hopefully giving out some pretty good vibes like I did in 2016. We're going to have the same music. I'm going to be talking in the same tone. I'm just going to tell you exactly why this election is so important. So sit back with me. This is going to be an interesting show. I'm not going to talk all about the election. There's going to be things going on because here in Michigan, in California, holy cow, you in California, happy Thanksgiving to you. I hope you enjoy it outside. But here in Michigan, we're getting locked down again. I mean, I'm going to go over some of the crazy things that we, starting Monday, November 2nd, have to deal with here in Michigan. And I'm going to go over what the California residents are going to have to deal with for Thanksgiving. Because, and don't think it's not going to stop at Thanksgiving. It's going to go on to Christmas, and it's going to probably go on to New Year's. But before I begin, I have to answer literally everybody's question that was sent to me this week. So you all know last weekend we had our annual Halloween party. We had a better turnout than I actually thought. We probably had 60 people there. And we're a week out of it, and nobody has any symptoms of COVID. So to everybody that went, good job. Way to be COVID-free. But the plan was to release that show, the transition from Halloween show. The plan was to release it on Sunday, the day after the Halloween party. That couldn't happen. So I mentioned, hey, I'm sorry, I think I released it Tuesday, and the numbers on the show are just phenomenal, but I think I released it Tuesday, and when I released it, I mentioned that, hey, you know, I'm sorry, I took a fall, and this is a little late. So after I posted that, I just started receiving messages and comments on my Facebook page and emails just left and right from people asking, oh my gosh, are you okay? What happened? I want to know what happened. What happened? Did you know? Did you get hurt? How bad are you hurt? What did you do? How'd it happen? And I was going to start answering, and then they're overwhelming. And let me tell you, I'm in pain. I am in a lot of pain. So the desire to actually be on the phone and be on the computer is not there. So let me tell you what happened. This is just going to encompass everybody's message to me. Oh my gosh, Tom, what happened? Are you okay? The first answer is, I'm kind of okay. I'm in a lot of pain, and I kind of expected it to go away by now. It's been almost a week. Today is Friday. I record my shows on Fridays, release them on Sundays, so it's been a week. And I expected it to feel better, and it does not. So let me tell you what happened. So as I've mentioned before, at the Halloween party, we turn the garage, our garage, into kind of like a dance hall. I have tables lining the outside for people to sit and drink and eat. And in the middle, I have a dance floor, and in the corner, I'm DJing. And I was rocking it out all night. It was great. The people had a great time. We had so many people dancing. And we have lights, laser lights flashing on the floor, up on the ceiling. We have laser lights all over the place. Well, the ones that are shining down are plugged into the ceiling. And at the end of the night after the party, I didn't want them running all night, so I decided I'm going to unplug these. And I'm not going to say I had an overabundance of alcohol. I'm not going to say I didn't have alcohol, but I was okay. I'm not going to say I was sober, but I was okay. Well, I grabbed the ladder, and I extended it, and I started climbing the ladder. And there's like four different plugs I have to unplug. So I did three of them, no problem. And I went to grab that fourth one, and as I'm going to grab it, I'm falling away from it. I'm like, what is going on here? Well, apparently, I didn't lock the ladder, and I was 8 to 10 feet up in the air, and I fell back. And let me tell you, it amazes you. It amazed me, and I'm sure it'll amaze you if, God forbid, this ever happened. But think, if it does, think of this conversation we're having right now. It amazes me the amount of time while you're falling you have to think. I'm falling and it feels like slow motion because I'm thinking to myself, uh-oh, I'm on the second to the last step on the ladder. So I'm 8 to 10 feet up. And I'm thinking to myself, this isn't good. As I'm falling, I'm thinking to this isn't good. And then I'm thinking, okay, there's nothing to break my fall other than the concrete floor. I'm not putting my hands out because I do not want two broken arms. So in my infinite judgment, while in midair, I perform a Greg Louganis twist. And I twist myself. Don't know what I did it for, but I thought, well, if I'm not going to land and brace myself with my arms, apparently my hip is going to be what takes the brunt of the fall. And it did. And let me tell you, when they say you see stars, you don't have to get hit in the head to see stars. I specifically remember hitting the ground and seeing stars and just feeling an immense pain go through my body. And I just laid there. And I don't know why. I must have got that last light as I was grabbing for it because it was completely dark in that garage. And I'm laying there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this hurts. And I think I blacked out for a second because of the pain. Because I just remember just coming and just like, ow, this really hurts. I tried to move my leg. I couldn't move my leg. I tried to get up. I couldn't get up. And I'm sitting here in the pitch dark garage. There's people out in the front room, which is about 50 feet away, talking, laughing. I can hear them. And I'm like, oh my God, I need a life alert now. Where is my life alert button? I've fallen and I can't get up. I didn't have one. Apparently, I'm old enough. I need one now. But I'm just yelling. Somebody help me. Michelle, which is my wife's name. Somebody. And I'm sitting there yelling. And I have my phone in my pocket. And I grab it. Thankfully, I didn't land on it. And I shake it and turn the flashlight on. And I'm just waving it. And I can't move. I literally cannot move, and I feel nauseous because I'm in so much pain. And I hear my wife in the other room, Andrew, go see what your dad wants. And at this point, I believe I started to black out again from the pain because I don't remember my 16-year-old son coming into the garage. All I remember is him yelling for me and me waving my flashlight and him saying, Mom, I think you better come here. Dad fell. It just so nonchalant, like, hey, this is just a normal occurrence. Dad fell again. You might want to help him out. And again, I don't remember my wife coming in. Apparently, one of our friends came in. And I think I kept blacking out. I kept going in and out because I was in a ton of pain. I don't remember. I remember somebody helping me up. And I kept going, ow, ow, ow. And I remember somehow I got into my bedroom. Somehow I ended up on my stomach. They probably just threw me in the bed and said, enough of you. Let's go back to the party. Okay, apparently I rolled over. And the last thing I remember that night is somebody coming in and saying, are you okay? And I just, not even lifting my head, just saying, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts. And I think I blacked out. And I just, I woke up the next morning and couldn't even walk. Couldn't even move my leg, could not do anything. It hurt so bad. So all night, I spent all day in bed Sunday, so I couldn't post a show. I had no inclinations of posting a show. I was in too much pain. Sunday night, could not sleep. Could not get comfortable to save my life. I'm thinking to myself, how am I going to work? So I trudged on to work Monday, and my boss looks at me. He's like, what in the hell did you do? And I told him, he just shook his head and said, just let me know when you need something. I'll get it for you. And the beauty of working is I can't sit for a long period of time and I can't stand for a long period of time because my hip hurts so bad. So Monday night, my wife says, here, just take these. She has edibles because it makes her feel good, feel better. And I took those and it took the edge off. So I'm thinking, you know, give it a couple days. I just bruised my hip or something. I don't know. I don't even know if that's possible. But it is now Friday, and I cannot be on this leg for any length of time without it hurting. So tomorrow night is trick-or-treat, and the wife's got a wheelchair. So she says she's just going to push me around as the kids go trick-or-treating. And the big question, I know you're saying it right now because I've had everybody and their mother say it, why didn't you go to the doctor? A, I don't think my hip is broke. I really don't. I'm assuming if it was broke, I can move my leg now. It's right in where that hip ball socket or ball goes into the pelvic socket is where it really hurts. So I'm assuming I just bruised the living daylights out of it, but there's nothing they can do. I hate going to doctors. I don't want to be COVID tested. I don't want to be contract traced. So I'm not going to the doctor. I'll just deal with it. I guess maybe in 2-3 weeks, if I still can't walk, then I might think about it. But at that point, everything's starting to heal. What's the point? In a couple years, I'll need a new hip anyway, and it'll be like brand new. So to make a long story short, that is why I didn't post it on Sunday and why it was late. And more importantly, that is what happened. So everybody knows that. No idea how the ladder went out from under me. What happened? Yeah, okay, so the story is I didn't secure it. But whatever, it's never happened to me before. It'll probably never happen again, but it hurts, and it's still bothering me today. I'm going to do this show standing, sitting, standing, sitting. So if you hear me grunt and moan, that's me either sitting down or standing up because I can't get comfortable. So enough about me. We're going to take a quick break here, a quick promo spot from Harvey Gott. And ladies and gentlemen, Harvey Gott, Louisiana, just got hit with their fifth hurricane of 2020. Prayers go out to everybody down there. Harvey, I'm praying for you. Man, I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine being in that area in just 5 hurricanes. But what would you expect in 2020? So what you can do is you can help Harvey out by listening to his podcast, Satire Is Not Dead. It is a great podcast by a great guy who is going through a lot in Louisiana. Again, Harvey, I'm thinking of you. Good luck, man. So sit back, relax, open that mind. When we come back, we're going to talk about all things politics leading up to the election. My name is Tom Velasquez. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I'll be right back. I've been down on my luck. Yeah, I've had better days, but of high, steep falls. There's a reason why people love an underdog. Battles on one, they just show who you are. And in the end,
this is Harvey Gott, and I'm the host of Satire Is Not Dead. Join me every Wednesday for new episodes. Satire Is Not Dead is in the Cinescape Media Network. You can learn more about this program and other programs by visiting cinescape.media.
All right, where do I begin? I'm going to start with COVID. I went on a tangent last week about COVID, and nothing's changed. I mean, the numbers are skewed. Nobody anymore has the flu. Nobody has a cold. It's all COVID. I mean, I've got the Democrats. I've got their Democrat operatives, otherwise known as my friends, telling me that the number of tests that are out there does not equate to the number of positives. In other words, it doesn't matter if you test more. The number of positives should not be this high. Well, the law of averages tells you that if you test more, you're going to find more. It's just like a cold. It's just like a flu. You know, we had a party this past weekend and nobody wore a mask, and somehow everybody got out of there scot-free. Nobody got sick. Everybody felt fine. Everybody had a great time. But according to the numbers, well, the numbers in Michigan are skyrocketing. I mean, these numbers, over 3,000 cases a day. 3,000 cases a day. And according to Governor Whitmer, there's no end in sight. They're just going to keep skyrocketing. And it's all because of Trump and his minions. And they're having all these parties and they're having all these gatherings and they're having all these Trump rallies. And it's just unacceptable. Well, you know what? As I mentioned last week, you're going to get it. It's a given. If you haven't got it, you're going to get it. There's no way you're not going to. It's just like a cold or a flu. Every year we get sick. We're going to get sick. Now, you may have a cold, you may have the flu, but guess what, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to come back as coronavirus. Why? Because they're manipulating the numbers. When they do these tests, they magnify it, I think it's like 30 times, and they look for this particular virus. And if they don't see it, then they magnify it 40 to 50 times. And if everything changes at 40 to 50 times, 30 times magnification is where the general rule of thumb is. In other words, in order to see coronavirus, you magnify your blood sample, your snot sample, whatever they're sampling, you magnify that 30 times. If you see this novel coronavirus at 30 magnification, you have it. They don't see it. So then they magnify it by 40, 50 times. Well, at that point, you see different forms of the coronavirus. And keep in mind, the coronavirus is the cold, is the flu. And then they say, oh, there it is. It just wasn't at 30 magnification. Well, if you are able to see the coronavirus at 30 times magnification and you don't see it, that's a negative test, right? Nope. Because we got to get these numbers up. The election's coming up. So let's increase that magnification and see if we see any type of a coronavirus. Yep, there's one. It's not the coronavirus, but it is coronavirus. So therefore, you are tested positive with coronavirus. So, A, the number of tests are skyrocketing. We are doing thousands and thousands and thousands of tests a day. The law of averages tells you the more tests you do, the more positives you're going to do. Yes, I'm not saying that there is no coronavirus out there, that there's no novel coronavirus, COVID-19. I'm not saying it's not out there. What I'm saying is, yes, it's out there, but you have a 99.2% chance of surviving it. And if you don't survive it, there's a very good reason. It's probably because you have a compromised immune system. It's probably because you're elderly and you are in a home where our governor or Governor Cuomo has put COVID patients in there just so they can infect you. This virus can kill you. Yes, I'm not going to deny it can't. However, the flu can kill you, and it is a much deadlier. You have a better chance of dying of the flu than you do COVID. You do. You can give me the numbers. Because we're never, ever, ever going to know the true numbers of COVID. Because they've all been manipulated. This pandemic has been manipulated. Oh, well, we didn't get the numbers we want, so let's change the way we test and come up with the positive cases. And that's what they're doing. It's what the Democrats do. If they don't get what they want, they change the rules. We'll get in a little bit more with that in a little bit, but they don't like the numbers because they're not rising. They're not scaring people. And so they're going to manipulate the numbers to make people think, oh my gosh, it's out there. Well, in Michigan, starting Monday, November 2nd, we now have new restrictions placed on us by our governor. And for those of you who have listened to the show, you know our governor, she cannot just do an executive order anymore. It's been ruled unconstitutional. So how is she doing it? That was my first question. How is she going about doing these ridiculous restrictions? Well, she's going through the Department of Health. The Department of Health, the Department of Health is her new minion. In other words, again, another Democratic thing. I can't do it. I'm going to find somebody else that can. So that's where we are right now. So let me tell you exactly what is going on with Michigan. So right now, effective immediately, this is October 30th, indoor venues without fixed seatings. In other words, sporting events like the Lions game. There's going to be 500 people there. The state can't collect taxes on that. But effective immediately, indoor venues without fixed seatings must limit gatherings such as weddings and parties to no more than 50 people. That is down from a maximum of 500. Here's where it gets real good. Restaurants, bars, and other venues must seat no more than 6 people at a table. So God help you if you have more than 6 people in your family because somebody's sitting alone. All dine-in establishments must keep customers' names and phone numbers for contact tracing purposes. Now that starts Monday, November 2nd. So in other words, if you go into Applebee's, you, in order to sit down in that restaurant, have to give them your name and your phone number. And that is a big hell no for me. Nobody is going to take my name and phone number. Sorry. How is that not an invasion of my privacy? Because it's a pandemic. Well, it's not a pandemic. We are below the pandemic numbers. We've been so since June. But it gets better. Masks are required outside if you are with more than yourself. In other words, if you are with a friend and you're just walking through the park, you have to have a mask on. And then the best part, you are being, how do they want to put it? They say you are being recommended to keep your voices down at social events, saying that warning that shouting or cheering can increase the virus in the air up to 30 times. So one of my coworkers, Kyle, said, oh, yeah, bring that on. Fine me, because right now, if you break any of these rules, you can be fined up to $1,000 and spend 90 days in jail and or. So my coworker, Kyle, said, bring it on. I dare you to fine me and jail me for cheering, for talking loud, because there's no decibel level included in this whole thing. So what decibel level can I not go above? And how are they determining the decibel level that I am speaking or cheering at? But you want to fine me $1,000 and throw me in jail for 90 days? This is unconstitutional. You are taking away my freedoms. But yet, here we go. Hold on, everybody. I got to sit down here. But everybody, microphone's got to go here. Hold on. Here we go. But yet, there are so many people that are like, yes, we have to do this. We have to save ourselves. I'm telling you. I know how crazy it sounds, because it sounds crazy when I say it, but this is a controlling propaganda agenda. That's all it is. That's all they want to do, is they want to see who they can control. Who is going to follow the line? And don't think this contact tracing in the restaurants, don't think this doesn't have some nefarious purpose. Remember when Edward Snowden came out and said the American government is spying on us, and everybody laughed and said, what a crackpot. And then it came out that, oh, the NSA is listening into our phone conversations and reading all of our texts. And then I had people saying, Tom, I'm not a terrorist. I have nothing to hide. That's not the point. The point is your privacy is being invaded by our government. Who gave them permission to do so? Because I sure as hell didn't. Same thing here. Who gives the government permission for this restaurant, this private establishment, to take my personal information down? They don't have that permission. They will never get that permission. That is my personal information. You don't think that they can use that to find our location? They have our GPS location now. Hey, Tom Velasquez, this is his number. Bam, let's see where he is. Let's listen in on his phone. You don't think that happens? Think about it. How many times have you been talking about a subject and all of a sudden it come up on your Facebook feed? You have no idea. You've never searched it. You've just talked about it with your wife or your friends or somebody. And then all of a sudden, holy cow, I was just talking about that. That's weird. No, it's not weird. It's illegal. It's your phone listening in to you. Don't think it doesn't happen. Everybody's worried about being microchipped or have the mark of the beast, a chip embedded into them. We're carrying our chip with us because we don't go anywhere without our phones. And our phones tell the government or anybody that wants to find us where we are, who we're talking to, and what we're doing. Don't think that they're not going to use this. Listen, again, I know how hard it is to believe, and I know how crazy it sounds. I really, really do. But everything that this governor has done is done to limit our freedoms. And you have these little minions out there that go around and saying, oh, she's just trying to protect us from the evil COVID. Where was she last year when the flu was rampant? Why was she not trying to protect us there? The flu was much more rampant than this COVID crap, and it's much more deadly. Nobody was worried about it back then. Nobody. But because the media and the Democrats are telling us that this is scary, this is dangerous, you have to be afraid. We're afraid. Stop listening to the news. Start doing your own research. It amazes me and it blows my mind how many people are so effing lazy that they will not get off of their ass, do their own research, and find out for themselves. They're just content to let the media tell them what to do, regardless of whether the media has an agenda or not. And let's get on to that subject. Because right now, there's going to come a point where a majority of the people are going to realize that the mainstream media not covering the Hunter Biden laptop issue is a bigger story than the laptop itself. What is in that laptop? If you listen to the mainstream media, you have no idea. You don't even know that this is an issue. But let's look at what's in that laptop. Because, and again, I don't have firsthand knowledge of this, but I do my own research. And I get it from FBI agents, police officers, people that are involved in the case. Yes, there are pictures of him abusing drugs. Okay, everybody has their addictions. That does not disqualify Joe Biden from being president. However, there are a ton of damning emails that prove that when Joe Biden said, I don't talk business with my son, he does. And he's very, very intertwined in the business relationships that his son has, and that the Bidens, not just Hunter, the Biden family was selling their name for money, for privilege. They were selling out America. They're selling out to the Chinese, the Ukrainians, and the Russians. That right there is a treason. That's treason. But the media won't talk about that. But on top of that, you know that there is child pornography. If you haven't known, you should know that there is child pornography on that laptop. And I'm starting to hear rumblings that there are videos that Hunter Biden was having intimate relations with his 14-year-old niece. How disgusting is that? But yet, the mainstream media is covering it up. And if you're a Democrat who supports Biden and the Democratic Party, first off, I give you the utmost respect, because this has got to be a tough podcast to listen to, because I am constantly going off on the Democrats. So thank you. You have my respect. At least you're getting both sides of the story. But if you are a Democrat, or if you have a friend that's a Democrat that does not see any issue with the mainstream media not covering this laptop issue, they can't be helped. They're gone. They have been brainwashed. They will let the government control every aspect of their lives. And I ask you again, why would you want anyone other than yourself controlling your destiny? It's maddening how many people are just so lazy, so out of touch with what life's about. Life is about making the most, you making the most of every opportunity you have. But there are millions and billions of people out there that have no desire, they have no qualm about letting someone in an elected position who has, they're no better than I am. What gives them the right to tell me what to do? They actually should be considered lower class people than me. I put them there. They are there to do my bidding. As a member of Congress, as a senator, their main purpose, how it's supposed to be, is they are supposed to go back to their states or their districts, and they are supposed to talk to their constituents, which is you and I, and they are supposed to hear what their constituents want. Now, they may be a Democrat, and they may not like what they want, their constituents want done, but you were put there for a reason. You weren't put there to move your agenda, your party's agenda. That's not why we put you there. We put you there to listen to us. We right now have no voice in America. It is Republican, Democrat. Listen, you think Nancy Pelosi, the people in Nancy Pelosi's district, do you think they want people shitting on the streets? Do you think they want hundreds and thousands of homeless people living under the bridges, trashing it, hypodermic needles all over, to the point that tourism, which is San Francisco's biggest commodity, do you think they want that to continue? No. Nancy Pelosi's not doing anything about it. You know why? Because Nancy Pelosi lives in a multi-million dollar house. How did she get that? From being paid off. If you are elected to public office, you are doing the bidding of those that put you there. But these politicians look so far down on you, like you're just the little people. But you're not the little people this time of year, are you? No, you're not. You are the most important person on the face of the earth because you hold the key to them continuing to hold their power. So they'll tell you anything you want to hear. You want me to ban guns? I'll do it. You want me to kill the oil industry? I'll do it. And then when faced with, I never said that. No, I never said that, because they know that's an unpopular opinion, Joe Biden. You know you said it. You want to get rid of fracking. You want to just dismantle the oil industry. But when push comes to shove, you'll say that. You'll say that to the people that you want to elect you. But if you're called out on it, I didn't say that. Because they know it's an unpopular opinion. And if it came out that they actually did say it, they'd lose votes. Because, listen, green energy sucks. Green energy is good for maybe a neighborhood, maybe a house. Wind turbines. Everybody wants to talk about wind turbines. Let's use wind technology. What the hell do you think lets those big old blades rotate? It's not magic. It's oil. Where do you think oil comes from? Fossil fuels. Where do you get those fossil fuels? Fracking. You get it by drilling for oil. Pipelines. Let's talk about these wind turbines themselves, these big old propellers. They're non-biodegradable. When they go bad, what do? They are stored on top of something in a huge area just to decompose and rust away and pollute the ground. Solar power? How many birds you want to kill? Because birds fly into these things left and right. Same thing with these wind turbines. Green energy is not ready. I'm not saying that one day it won't be. It's not ready. You cannot kill fossil fuels. It's just not feasible right now, but the Democrats want to do it because they have their portion of America that think, oh, we got to save the planet. We got to save the planet. How many years have we been 12 years from dying, from this planet just exploding into a billion pieces and we're all going to perish? How many 12-year cycles are we having? Because, I mean, didn't it start in 1970s where it was an ice age? Whoa, wait. Oh, hold on. Temperatures are rising. We're going to have global warming. Global warming didn't happen. Let's just call it climate change. Yes, the world's going to end in 12 years. I think I'm on my third set of 12 years that I've been hearing that, and nothing's happened. You can sit there and you can say the ice caps, the ice fields, or whatever the hell you want to call them, are shrinking. It's cyclical, ladies and gentlemen. Have you noticed the magnetic field is changing? And the Dems want to blame that on climate change, too. It's not happening, people. The magnetic field is changing. Magnetic north is no longer magnetic north. That affects our global weather patterns. It affects our climate. The biggest culprit for affecting our climate is the sun. We right now are in a solar minimum. It's affecting our weather. We're coming out of that solar minimum, so therefore the weather is getting a little bit volatile. The Democrats right now literally are acting like the Nazis of Germany. For example, in Michigan, we're going to use Michigan before we jump to California. In Michigan, our governor has come out and said, I want you to tell on your neighbors. If your neighbors are not practicing social distancing, if they are not wearing masks, if they are having gatherings. We had a huge gathering. Thank God our neighbors said, screw you, Governor Whitmer. Nobody called them. But this is how Nazi Germany started. You had neighbors telling on neighbors, hey, we have some Jewish people over here. And then those Jewish people, gone, never to be seen again, died in concentration camps. This is how it starts. I saw a post on Facebook that was amazing. Let me find it for you here. It's going to take a quick second, but it exemplified exactly what happens. What exactly happens when you tell on your neighbors? So it goes like this. So the governor is encouraging you to report your neighbors if they don't follow the new rule of gathering numbers. But before following this advice, you really should consider the fact that the governor won't be there to help you jumpstart your car or lend you tools or a cup of sugar if you needed it. She won't be an extra set of keys for you to watch over your property if you are away. She won't keep an eye on your kids if they are playing in the street and some stranger is hanging around. In other words, we need each other. It's how we get by and live in peace, because at the end of the day, the government won't be standing on your doorstep to help you out when this gets real. Mind your own business. And that's the biggest thing right now. Mind your own damn business. My daughter just got a new job, and she works really close with the public. It's a retail job, and she has a friend that works up at the front end of this establishment. And there is a lady that came in and just berated my daughter for not wearing a mask, because this store doesn't believe in wearing masks. They're like, listen, if you don't want to wear a mask, you don't have to. We don't think this is that big of a deal. We do not make our customers. If you want to wear a mask, fine, go ahead. But you're not required to. She came up to my daughter and just berated her up one side, down the other. My daughter kept trying to change the subject, and eventually the customer got so frustrated, she just moved on to my daughter's friend who works at the front end of this establishment. And this daughter's friend actually has a medical condition where it's not advisable for her to wear a mask. And when this woman asked her, why are you not wearing a mask? Let's call her Karen. Anybody? Let's call her Karen. When Karen asked her, why are you not wearing a mask? My daughter's friend said, well, I have a medical condition that it is not advisable for me to wear a mask. Liar! She literally called her a liar right to her face and just went up one side of her down to the other. To the point that my daughter's friend started to cry very, very openly. At that point, where is your manager? Oh, if that's not the old Karen saying, where is your manager? So the manager, we'll call him Tim. He came up. So what can I help you with? These women aren't wearing masks. And his response was, and? There is a mandate to wear masks. Well, we don't choose to wear that mandate because it was struck down by the Supreme Court in Michigan. Come to find out, this woman goes from store to store to store to store, finding people, employees, or customers who are not wearing masks, and then proceeds to go off on them. Mind your own business. You're wearing a mask. You're protected. Me not wearing a mask does nothing to you. If masks really work, the fact that I'm not wearing one should bother you not at all. If you were not wearing one and I wasn't wearing one, that should bother you then. But if masks really work, I can walk around naked as a jaybird on my face. You've got your mask on. It's just like vaccines. I just had this conversation with one of our vendors today. I think I pissed her off, but apparently she is a big-time vaxxer. She says, vaccinate, vaccinate, vaccinate. And I said, why? Why would you vaccinate? See, I'm getting a little bit more bold as this is going on because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of being bullied. I'm tired of being told that I'm wrong when I know I'm right. Everybody needs to be vaccinated against everything. When the COVID vaccine comes out, she's going to be the first in line to take it, she said. Well, you can have my ticket. You can have it twice. Double the protection because I ain't getting the vaccine. And she was furious that I was arguing with her about this. And I'm like, why would you need a vaccine? Why would you force me to vaccinate my kids? Well, that is to protect my children. Well, hold on. Let's use whooping cough as an example. If your child has received the vaccination for whooping cough, doesn't that make them immune to whooping cough? Why does it bother you that if my child does not have the vaccination, if my child for some reason contracts whooping cough, why would that bother you? Your child's already vaccinated against it. Why are you forcing me to put poison in chemicals into my child's body that we don't know what it's going to do? Because, listen, autism, you're going to find out that that is linked to all these unnecessary vaccines that we're giving these children. Why would you force me to do that? Because you don't know any better. You haven't done any research. You're going by what the mainstream media and everybody else is telling you. You're just being lazy. Stop being lazy. Okay, so before this segment ends, I want to talk to you about California because I do have a ton of California listeners here. Let me tell you what Governor Newsom has said and has mandated, essentially, for Thanksgiving. There are a lot of people, if you can believe it, celebrities, are up in arms over Emperor Newsom's mandates for Thanksgiving. So these are actually Christmas and Thanksgiving gathering guidelines, the official version. No more than three households, including your own, may gather. So let's say you have three children. You have to decide who you love the least because that one's not coming to Thanksgiving dinner. You have your family. You may have your son and your daughter. And what about these other sons and daughters that you have? They can't come. So it's going to get ugly because that's going to prove to them who you love most. You know, you can say, oh, I love all my kids the same. Well, obviously, this Thanksgiving and Christmas are going to prove differently. So no more than three households, including your own, may gather. All gatherings must be held outside. Now, I don't know a lot about the climate of California. I know San Diego is pretty much 70, 75 all year round. Yeah, you could do that. But I also know Northern California, it gets pretty damn cold, especially in the mountains. So you have to have your Thanksgiving outside. You cannot bring it inside. Oh, my gosh. And it gets better. So you have this gathering with two of your kids, not three of your families, two of your kids. The host of the gathering, which is you, this isn't, you're not taking them to a private establishment restaurant. You are having a Thanksgiving dinner at your house on the deck outside. You have to collect all the names and addresses of those attending. Are you absolutely effing kidding me right now, Governor Newsom? Trust me, if you live in a Democratic-controlled state, this is coming to you. So be ready. Here in Michigan, I expect this to happen. And I guarantee you, we're having it inside, and I'm not collecting names and addresses of those who were here. You can go to the bathroom inside if the bathroom is frequently sanitized. I mean, how do you monitor that? I mean, honestly, are you going to have a government official in every house going, hey, well, can't come in here, it hasn't been sanitized yet? How are you going to monitor frequently sanitized? This is how ludicrous this asinine stuff is. This is all asinine. You are allowed to gather in an open park, three households only, but no concurrent gatherings with people, like with people you know in the same park. In other words, you can't have your first two sets of kids come for the first Thanksgiving, and then after they leave, have the second set. You can't do that. You have to choose who you love more. Unbelievable. All seating must be social distance in your family. So mom and dad are sitting 6 feet from each other. The kids are sitting 6 feet from each other. Happy frickin' Thanksgiving. All food served must be served on disposable plates using disposable forks, knives, and spoons. I guess that's a good thing. It makes cleanup pretty easy, but there's nobody there to help you clean up because you only have two of your kids there. Even though you have four kids, the other two are on their own. They're going to have their own Thanksgiving hating mom and dad. This whole situation has riled up California. Even the celebrities, Hollywood celebrities are up in arms over this. And I never thought Hollywood celebrities would ever turn their backs on anything Democrat. They're like, wait a minute. So again, let me just go over this real quick. No more than three households, including your own, may gather. The host of the gathering must collect all names and addresses of those attending. That is the biggest crock of shit I've ever heard in my life. All gatherings must be held outside. It doesn't matter if you're in San Diego or up in Northern California. You can go to the bathroom inside, but only if it's frequently sanitized. So apparently, the government of California is going to disperse an official to every home to make sure that those bathrooms are frequently sanitized. You are allowed to gather in an open park, but you cannot have concurrent gatherings, which means if you have four kids, two of them are going to have their own gathering and just talk shit about you. That's all that's going to happen there. The seating must be socially distanced, so mom and dad, you're not sitting with your sons, you're not sitting next to each other, and all food must be served on disposable plates using disposable forks, spoons, and knives. This is California. And don't think this is not coming to you. I fully expect Governor Whitmer to say, yeah, that's a great idea. Because right now, we in Michigan can't go outside and walk with our friend without wearing a mask. But we can go to Walmart, we can go to Meijer, we can go wherever we want and just socialize with 800-900 people. I saw it today. That's okay. You can go bowling. You can go to the movie theater. But you can't walk with your friend down through the park. Or you're going to get fined $1,000 and spend 90 days in jail. And God forbid you see a bear or something and you scream because a government official is going to come out of the woods and fine you and take you to jail. Because loud outbursts give you a 30 times more chance of spreading the coronavirus. This is according to our illustrious government officials. I don't know where they come up with this crap. I really don't. Who in their godforsaken mind is doing a test saying, all right, I want you to talk in normal tones. Now I want you to scream. Oh, yeah, there's 30 more times coronavirus coming out of that mouth there. How do you enforce that? Does somebody have a decibel level meter standing next to you as you are cheering that bear on, mauling that Democrat? How do you enforce that? I mean, you go and stand before the magistrate. And the charge is exuberance, we'll call it. How do you prove that? Well, sir, I was just talking in a normal voice. My voice is loud. How do you prove that? You can't. These are the stupid-ass rules that we are dealing with. This is the taking of our freedom. And people are just going like, yeah, we got to do it. We've got to take our freedom. It's for the betterment of the whole society. If you're that scared, stay the hell home. If you're that afraid to go out and catch coronavirus, there's an app that you can go on that you can go and pick out what you want somebody to get for you. And they will go to the store, pick it up, and drop it at your porch. You don't have to ever leave the house. It's beautiful. Now, God forbid, come summer when this is gone, you're going to catch every freaking virus out there because you're no longer going to have an immune system. God forbid you look at the sun hits your skin because you're going to be white as a ghost. But that's okay because you've survived the deadly coronavirus that 99.2% of us survived along with you and we contracted it. This is the lunacy that we deal with on a daily basis. And it's not just here in Michigan. It is all over the country. There are people that are so willing to give up the God-given rights, the freedoms that our forefathers, our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers, they are willing to give those up that they fought for. They're just willing to give them up because Governor Whitmer said it's important. I'm a Democrat. I'm going to listen to anything she says. And I get it. I get it. You can say, oh, you're a Republican. You listen to anything Trump says. Listen, Trump has got it right. Yeah, you're going to catch this. You're probably going to get sick. You're going to survive. If you're afraid, listen, this is essentially telling the world, I'm afraid of catching a cold. That's essentially what it is. You are telling the world, I am a pussy, I'm afraid to catch a cold. So I'm going to stay in my house, I'm going to berate anybody who doesn't wear a mask, and just chide them down, just chop them down to size because they refuse to wear a mask, and it's putting me in danger, even though I'm wearing a mask. And then, God forbid, when this all is comes to an end, probably after the election or maybe the new year, when it all comes to an end, they're going to step outside and every virus, every little bug is going to come on them and they're going to die. They're going to get a little hangnail and they're going to die from it because they have no immune system. Their immune system has been chilling for a year now. It's just been going, man, this is a long ass vacation. I haven't looked at a virus in almost a year now. This is pretty good. And then all of a sudden they get a hangnail and they're like, what the hell is that? They can't fight that. Retreat. And everybody's going to die. Well, I guess that's a good way to survival of the fittest, I guess is what it is, right? It's going to cure the cull the population. It's going to get rid of the stupid people. All you're going to see walking around are people that didn't wear masks. Whew. Man, I went on a rampage there. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. But before I do, during the show, I was sent a clip from one of my listeners by the name of Tom. He lives in Michigan, and I got to play it. He says, Tom, please play this on your next show. Well, Tom, you have good timing. This is Joe Biden at a rally, and I really honestly don't know what he's saying. I want you to listen to this and think this could be the next president of the United States. Listen to this.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true and international effort to pressure.
What did he say? What? Truman and Mass about pressure? What? Let's try and listen to this again and see if we can figure out what exactly he's saying.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true and international effort to pressure.
Oh, Joe, the medicine's wearing off. It's time to stop your rally. So thanks, Tom from Michigan, for that clip. I thoroughly enjoyed it, even though I have no idea what he said. I hope every one of you enjoyed it. If somebody can translate that for me, please do, because I would love to know what Joe Biden said. This man may become our next president. As scary of a thought that is. So now, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you, heart to heart, microphone to microphone, speaker to speaker. And I'm going to implore you to get the word out how important this election is. This is probably the biggest segment I've had in 4 years. We're going to talk about this election and how important it is. So sit back, relax, open that mind. My name is Tom Velasquez. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I'll be right back. All righty. So at the recording of this show, Halloween's done. And what I want to say is I hope you enjoyed Halloween with your family. Take your kids. I hope you took them out trick-or-treating. I hope they had fun. I don't want this year, what our government has done to us, to affect our children. We have Thanksgiving. We have Christmas. We have New Year's coming up. And our government is going to scare us into thinking it's not advisable to be around our loved ones, to have our kids not be around their grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles and cousins. It's too scary out there. Don't believe it. Come Thanksgiving, go to your family's house. Have an indoor Thanksgiving. My gosh, use a bathroom that is not frequently sanitized. Christmas, light that chimney. Hopefully Santa doesn't burn himself, but Santa's good. Santa's good. Don't worry about Santa. He'll take care of this. New Year's, let's rock this new year out. Let's kick 2020 in the ass and get it out of the way and bring on 2021. basically what I'm trying to say is, don't let the government tell you what to do. There's no government in the world that should be able to tell its people what they can and cannot do. Go and trick or treat. Have that family Thanksgiving. Have that huge Christmas gathering. And have a great party over New Year that just says, get out of here, 2020. Let's bring in 2021. Think again about what 2020 has done for us. 2020 has been a struggle for everybody. But if you're listening to this, you have stood up to those challenges that 2020 gave us. You have survived those monstrosities, the government shutdowns, the coronavirus, the murder hornets. You have survived all that. And you will come out stronger in 2021. Don't let anyone tell you what you can and can't do. And by God, I'm speaking from personal experience. Enjoy your time with your family. Enjoy your life. Enjoy Halloween. Enjoy Thanksgiving. Enjoy Christmas. Enjoy New Year's. And enjoy any time you have to get with your family. Don't let anyone tell you that you are not allowed to. It's not their life. It's yours. I hope you enjoyed Thanksgiving, or hope you enjoyed Halloween. I hope you enjoy Thanksgiving. I hope you enjoy Christmas, and I hope you enjoy the New Year. But most of all, I hope you enjoy it with your family. See, what happens when you record something live, you might screw up, and boy, did I screw that up. But the message came through, I hope. So, right now, I did this in 2016, and I'm going to do it again in 2020. In 2016, I said, this is the most important election in the history of our country. In 2020, just, for lack of a better word, trumped that. This is the most important election in the history of this country. And I want to take a few minutes and just tell you why and what I need every one of my patriots, my para-patriots, to do. So just relax and listen to the words I say, because what I'm telling you right now is extremely important. You know, I don't even know where to begin. This country has been through a lot just this year. We won't go back to what we've been through in the past. But it seems like every 4 years you hear that this is the most important election in the history of America. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that this election right now, November 3rd, is the most important election in the history of this country. We have to choose. We have to choose between our freedoms and government control. One man on the right, Donald Trump, is out there fighting to give us our freedoms, fighting to give us the opportunity to better ourselves. And he has faced unrelenting attacks. Even before he became our president, he was being attacked. And his family was being attacked by the Democrats and the media. And on the other side, on the left, we have Joe Biden. Joe Biden thinks you need more government control. Joe Biden thinks taxes should be raised. Because his policies need money. And where is that money going to come from? It's going to come from your pocket. You cannot deny that over these last 4 years, that America has not regained its standing as the most amazing, best place to be on the planet. Millions and millions of people every year trying to get into this country can attest to that. We are at a precipice right now. Our children need our help. I pray, and it worries me so much that my children and my grandchildren are not going to know the world that I grew up in. The world is a strange place. It's scary. But under Donald Trump, America has become less scary. Yes, we have divisiveness. The races seem to be against each other. But there's one common denominator on that. And that is the left and the media. I don't look at race as color. If you have to say Black Lives Matter, if you're condemning me for saying all lives matter and you have to put a color in front of that, I think that makes you the racist. Donald Trump is here for America. He's here for you. This is extremely scary for me right now because I think Donald Trump can lose this election only because the Democrats know how to cheat. It is imperative that you go out and you vote. If you are questioning whether you want to get up and stand in line and vote, stop questioning. Do you like your freedom? If you like your freedom in any way, shape, or form, you have to get out there and vote for Donald Trump. Because I guarantee you, under a Harris-Biden administration, and I'm saying that perfectly correct, because right now, this is a Kamala Harris presidency. Joe Biden's just there because he's the only one that can beat Donald Trump. Once they deem him unfit and invoke the 25th Amendment, Kamala Harris is then your president. But regardless, we need to get out and vote. Did you enjoy the 4 years of Donald Trump? Did you enjoy the tax cut? Did you enjoy the jobs that were available until the pandemic hit? Do you enjoy the V-shaped recovery, the 33% increase of the GDP in October, in the third quarter? Did you enjoy that? Because with Donald Trump, you'll get more of that. Donald Trump is not a politician. I will admit that. And I'm happy to admit that. He's a businessman. And the world now needs a businessman. Because the world is a business. Every country is able to work and trade and spend with every other country on this planet in a way no other. It's never happened like this in any other time on the planet's history. If you have a politician running this, like Joe Biden, you will get the handouts. You will get the Chinese, the Russians, the Ukrainians. They will get in their pockets and they will do what they want. Donald Trump is out here working for you. He doesn't take a salary. He donates his salary. How many other people, how many other politicians do you know do that? None. Did Joe Biden do that? No. Donald Trump is the man to lead America. There are so many people out there that are just hell-bent on destroying this man. And what they don't realize is when they destroy this man by not voting for him, they're destroying their future. But more importantly, they're destroying your future and your children's and your grandchildren's future. We, as a country, the United States, is the last bastion of freedom on earth. There's no other place like the United States of America. Joe Biden's going to make this just like any other country, just like Nazi Germany, Venezuela, Russia, Ukraine, China. Donald Trump will make this America. The America we remember. The America that stood up to tyranny. That said, no, Hitler is not going to dominate Europe. We are going to stop it. He is here to take America back. And those of you who vote against that are voting against your children and voting against your grandchildren and voting against my children and grandchildren and your grandchildren and your children. This isn't just another presidential election. I say this with all sincerity, that this is the tipping point for America. If we don't right the ship for at least another 4 years, it's not going to be righted. We will fall into socialism. We will be eating our dogs and cats for food. I'm not ready for that. I'm not. You better be prepared for upheaval, for a riot, because unrest is what the Democrats want, and that's what they need. A country divided cannot stand. The Democrats do not want a country standing together. They want black and white, black and Hispanic, white and Hispanic. They want division. They want divisiveness. Because they know that if we are divided, they can control us. I will not let any man control me, because I am in control of my life. You need to be in control of your life. And you can't have the government controlling your life. I'm sending out a plea to everyone. Go vote. Vote for your freedom. Vote for your control of your life. But more importantly, vote for your children and your grandchildren. Don't let the stories of when you grow up be fantasy. Don't let it be something out of make-believe books where you could do whatever you want, where you could go wherever you wanted to go. Let that be a reality. It is up to all of us listening to save America. America needs saving right now. The Democrats and their minions are hellbent on destroying this country and changing it into a socialistic republic where they think because everybody gets something from the government, everybody will be happy. Ask somebody that lives in Venezuela how happy they are. There are people in Venezuela that they have no food. They have to eat their dogs. They have no power. They have no clean water. And they look up on that hill and they see the government and the media establishment living high off the hog. That's the next step for America if we do not vote for Donald Trump. I'm asking you, I'm begging you, go out and vote and grab somebody with you to vote with you. We need your help. The Democrats, they know how to cheat, and they will do everything they can to regain and keep their power. If we lose this election, we'll never, ever get our freedoms back. That's a scary thought. For those of us that grew up with freedom in the greatest country in the world, how do you fathom not being able to have that freedom, that it's taken away from you? I don't want to live like that. I don't want my kids or my grandkids to live like that. I want my kids and my grandkids to live in a country where they can be anything they want to be, not what the government tells them they can be. that is what this election is about. Where you're able to defend yourself against armed intruders or an armed government. This is the time to step up. I say it every election, and I've never meant it more than this, that this is the most important election in the history of America. Get out there and vote. And vote for your freedoms. You have listened to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. Godspeed, and may God be with you.